This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so first and foremost, I want to wish everyone a happy Easter, or as many will say today, happy Resurrection Sunday. Today's message is a question, and that is my life bearing fruit? And I think it's a worthy question because if Christ gave his life so that we might have everlasting life, then I think sometimes it's worth the time to take a step back and say, now, is my life bearing fruit? And I know that's especially true for me because sometimes I can be caught up so much in my own personal endeavors and so self-absorbed, not even intentionally, but I mean well, but I can become so self-absorbed that I'm not taking the time to plant the seeds in another. And we think about Easter and the meaning behind it, and we want to please God. There can be nothing more pleasing to God than the taking the time to invest or plant seeds or show loving kindness to another individual. And I am reminded of the passage where the passage, our lesson and scripture will come from today in John 21. So Jesus is sitting among the disciples. They've just broken some bread and eating fish. And Jesus turns to Peter and he says, "Do you love me more than these?" Meaning worldly possessions. Peter, of course, responds and says, "No, I love you." And Jesus responds in John 21:15, which is our scripture today, "If you love me, feed my lambs." In other words, don't let the worldly possessions come before, you know, or prioritize that over feeding my lambs. And that is the work of the person who is saved. Tune in tomorrow when we discuss how you can have the leverage and still choose not to use it. Share this Be moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.